This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeep and Chakravarti. The headlines. Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, Donor Jyoti Aditya Sindhya, expresses deep admiration for Meghalaya's world-renowned Living Root Bridges and the famed Momla Cave. A one-day legal awareness program organized by the Adiban Ane Kebang and sponsored by the Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women, Itanagar at Riga in Siang District. In the College Tiller area of Agartala, Tripura police from East Agartala police station arrested four people from a shop with heroin and banned cough syrup. And in the run-up to Kepangla Day scheduled for the 17th of this month, the Indian Army's Pay Corps successfully organized the Siang Open Mini Marathon at Tuting in Upper Siang district of Arunachal Pradesh. The news in details. Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region Donor Jyoti Aditya Sindhya has expressed deep admiration for Meghalaya's world-renowned Living Root Bridges and the famed Momla Cave. On Sunday, Sindhya visited the Momla Cave in East Khasi Hills district. Sharing his experience on X, Sindhya described his Meghalaya visit as inspiring and unforgettable, adding that walking through the ancient depths of Momla Cave was grounding and transformative. He wrote, "To stand where earth ages meet, surrounded by nature's earth, carved over a million of years, will always remain etched in my memory." He further lauded Meghalaya tourism for preserving and promoting the state's unique natural wonders, describing Meghalaya as a true gem of the Meghalayan age. In a video message posted on his Instagram account on Sunday, Sindhya reflected on the timeless beauty of the state's natural heritage. Sindhya also toured one of the longest living root bridges at Rangthiliang village in East Khasi Hills, where he was accompanied by members of the Living Root Bridge Protection Team and environmentalist Morningstar Khongthao, among others. The minister spent time exploring the natural marvels, some of which stretch hundreds of feet across deep valleys. He said that a two-hour-long hike through Rangthiliang, the longest living road bridge spanning over 50 meters in Meghalaya, felt like being cradled by Mother Nature herself. In Arunachal Pradesh, a one-day legal awareness program was organized by the Adiban Ani Kebang and sponsored by the Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women, Itanagar at Riga in Siang District. The event aimed to generate awareness on key social and legal issues under the theme POCSO Foundation and Elementary Levels of Education System, Safeguard and Uplift of Widowed, Destitute and Abandoned Women, Drugs Abuse and Its Impact on Society. The event witnessed active participation from women leaders, teachers, students and members of the public, reflecting a collective effort to promote social responsibility and legal literacy in the community. In the College Tiller area of Agartala, Tripura police from East Agartala police station arrested four people from a shop with heroin and banned cough syrup. Officer in charge, Subrata Debna, said that during the operation, 180 containers of heroin and 22 bottles of cough syrup were seized. A case has been registered against the accused under the NDPS Act. He further stated that the anti-drug drive will be intensified and the East Agartala police will continue regular operations with the aim of eradicating drugs. In the run-up to Kepangla Day scheduled for the 17th of this month, the Indian Army's Pay Corps successfully organized the Siang Open Mini Marathon at Tuting in Upper Siang District of Arunachal Pradesh. The event aimed to honor the brave hearts of the 1962 Battle of Kepangla. Over 517 participants from the Army, ITBP and local populace, including children, women and youth, participated in the mini marathon. Along with the rest of the world, the Catholic faithful in Shillong observed All Souls Day at the Catholic Cemetery Limacra yesterday. On this day, the Christians remembered the departed souls and offered special prayers at their graves. As a mark of remembrance, relatives and friends offered prayers and decorated their loved ones' graves with candles and flowers. A special mass in the cemetery was observed and the Archbishop of Shillong, Victor Lingdor, was also present on the occasion. Minister of Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh is scheduled to attend SBI Mega Camp under Nationwide Digital Life Certificate Campaign 4 today in New Delhi. Personal Public Grievances and Pensions Ministry informed that the
campaign aims to reach 2 crore pensioners across more than 2,000 cities and towns through a saturation-based outreach approach. The ministry added that the campaign emphasizes the use of Aadhaar-based face authentication technology, enabling pensioners to submit their life certificates conveniently without requiring biometric devices. The campaign will be joined by all major stakeholders, including banks, India Post Payments Bank, UIDAI, MEITY, NIC, railways, and pensioners' welfare associations to work collaboratively for achieving digital inclusion of pensioners. In Meghalaya, an LPG carrier truck bearing yesterday overturned and landed in a waterlogged area beside the national highway near Umthu village in Rebhoy district. According to information gathered, the truck was driven by Priyo Kumar Singha from Assam, who was reportedly on his way to Shillong. However, upon reaching the area, the vehicle overturned suspectedly due to overspeeding. In the incident, the driver sustained injuries and was immediately rushed to the Umsting Community Health Center for medical treatment. Police personnel from the Umiam police station have initiated an investigation into the matter. As a safety measure, the police have not yet attempted to move the overturned truck as they are awaiting inspection by the technical experts from the LPG company to ensure that there is no gas leakage or cylinder damage inside the vehicle. In Manipur, a woman police officer has brought pride to the state after being honored with a national award for her exceptional investigative work. Woman sub-inspector Furiti Sabam Romi Baladevi of Jiribam District Police has been conferred the Kendriya Grihamantri Dashakta Padak 2025 in recognition of her outstanding contribution in the field of investigation, police said yesterday. The award acknowledges her exemplary handling of a sensitive case involving the rape of a differently abled woman in Jiribam District. Devi led an investigation that included engaging sign language experts to record the survivor's statement, collecting key forensic evidence and securing DNA confirmation linking the accused to the crime. Manipur police described her as an inspiration for women officers and a symbol of department's commitment to justice and compassion. East Bengal Football Club held Mohun Bagan Super Giant to a goalless draw at Fatorda in Goa, securing a spot in the AIFF Super Cup semi-finals. Both teams finished with 5 points in the Group A, but East Bengal advanced on a superior goal difference aided by their earlier 4-0 win over Chennai in Football Club. In a tense tactical contest, East Bengal played with restraint, needing only a draw, while Mohun Bagan failed to break through their compact defence. Bipin Singh hit the post for East Bengal, while goalkeeper Vishal Kait's saves kept Bagan in contention. Despite late pressure, Bagan couldn't find a goal, ending their campaign in frustration as East Bengal celebrated progression to the semi-finals. Paragliding is set to make its debut in Meghalaya, with the Meghalaya Paragliding Association gearing up to introduce the adventure sports across the state's picturesque hills and valleys. Led by President Nikolai Singh, a professional pilot and former Indian Air Force officer, and General Secretary Bajapin Group, the association aims to promote adventure tourism, train local youths and ensure the highest safety standards to certified equipment and professional supervision. Singh, who has over 14 years of flying experience and has performed rescue and promotional operations across India, said that the initiative will soon put Meghalaya on the national paragliding map. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.